Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Amid Beis. Let's finish up this last sugya in the seventh parak of Yevamos before we get to the eighth parak, Parak Ha'arel. So we start with Samach Tes Amid Beis. We had the Mishnah at the end of the last parak discussing the issue of Ubar and Mamzer and Kohen Gadol and any other issues, One Sumafate, when does a relationship, a Bia, create the Psul, when does it create a Heter to eat? So the following Machlokas is going to relate to a one line in our Mishnah. So Itmar, the Gemara says in the middle of the Y lines on Samach Tesma Beis. Habala Rusasma Beis Chamav, that if a man, is Ma'aris a woman, right, first stage of a Jewish marriage, Erison, and he is Ma'aris Beis his arusa, and he lives with her. He's ba'al her, even though there's pashtus and isser. We'll talk about this more in a second. An isser d'rabanan for a man to live with his wife before nisuin. But let's say he doesn't. Habal arusas beis chamav. If he lives with his arusa in his father's house, beis chamav, while he was in his, either way, before nisuin, Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav says the Vlad is a mamzer because, we'll see, we don't assume it was from this man, the Arus, we assume that maybe she was Mazana with somebody else during this time. If she was Mazana with one, right, she could have been Mazana with the other, even though Rashi notes, Afal Pisha Shnei Modim. Shabala, even though they both agree, they both admit that there was a Maisa Bia between them, still we're worried, Shinsi's a Prutza, so then maybe she was with somebody else as well. So Rav says that Havlad Mamzer. Ushmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki. Shmuel said the Vlad is a Shtuki, which means Suffolk Mamzer. We don't know who the father is. We're not sure. Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rava, so we're going to have two versions of a Machlokas between Rava and Abaya. So Amar Rava, Mistavra Milsei de Rav. When does Rav Shita make sense? Rav, who says Avlad is Mamzer, when do we say that the Daima Me Alma? If there are rumors that she was with other people, right? People are talking about her, that she was with other people. Rashi, Shechashuda Me Acherim. So then we would say that we have to be worried that it's from someone else and the child is a mamzer. Avalo daima me alma. But if there are no rumors, so then we can assume that she's this Ares, with this Ares, they're excited to get married, they can't wait. So, as Chazal say, and Rashi quotes it, Rov be'ilos hacharach rabal. So we can assume they were together, basra di desha dinan lai, we throw the baby after him, meaning we assume that it is not a mamzer, and they had a child together. So that is Rav's limitation of Rav Shita. Rav only says vade mamzer when there are rumors about her with other people. But if not, not. Amar Rava, mina amina la, how do I know this? I know this from our Mishnah. That's why this is here. Diktani, our Mishnah says, in a case where a Kohen is ba'al Bas Yisrael, or the opposite. What do we say? That up until the time that there's a baby, that there's no relationship, consider there's no psul. If she's pregnant, so then that would have an effect. If there's a baby born, right, let's say the case of Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, if there's a baby born, now she could eat truma. So, Yalda Tochal. Say, Echidami, what exactly is the case there? She was Mizana. And she was Mizana with, we assume, this are there rumors that she was with other people? So Yalda my Tocha, then why should she be able to eat just because she has a baby? Maybe this child came from a different man. Elolav Mine Daima. It must be the case of the Mishnah is talking about a case where there are rumors from him. Right, the case of Kohen Abal Bas Yisrael Velo Daima Me Alma. So in a case where the rumor is only from him, so we can assume it came from him, the baby. So now the Gemara says, Uma Hasav, if in the Mishnah where you have a Kohen who is Mizana with a Bas Yisrael, De Lahai Yisura, Lahai Yisura, she's asked to be with him, this man, she's asked to be with everybody in the whole world, it's all equal, and yet we say, Basra Didesha Dinan Lei, we say, go after the rumor that it's only with him. So Hacha, De Lahai Yisura, Lahai Atera, Lokoshikeh, but here, where for the rest of the world it's usser, for this man it's mutter. So lo kol shekein, surely we should say it is, we could trust the rumor that it's only from her and assume that the child is a kasher. So this line, lahai hetira lo kol shekein, troubles the Rishonim. What do you mean lahai hetira? It's mutter. In Aris and Arusa is mutter? So that's a little difficult. If you look in the Ritva says mutter here is a relative term. Mutter means legabei, the iser to oraisa of others. So this is mutter, because this is mutter mi to oraisa, even though there is an iser to rabbanan. Says the Ritva, v'hada amrinan dahacha, lididei hetera, ula alma isura, lav dafka, dahavadai, arusa so kodem chupa, asura lohi, mi de rabbanan, veloke aleha. It's asa de rabbanan, you get malchus mardus. Ava ela legabe alma de oserlem iser Torah mishumesish ish karina lahia tera. But because everybody else has an iser daraisa eishes ish, that's why you call this hatera. Why lememra de yoser yishlitlos bazeh shu heter min haTorah militlos ba alma she also live in haTorah keishes ish. So that's what the Ritva says. This doesn't mean mutter; it just means mutter b'daraisa, and it's still aser dirabbanan because the iser of arus and arusaso is still an iser dirabbanan. That is what Rov Rishonim assume. That is what we assume, that this is an iser dirabbanan even after erusin for an arus to be with his arusa. The Rambam also says this in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Yud when he discusses the institutions of going from kiddushin to nisuin. The Rambam says in the beginning of the Perek, Perek Yud, Ha'arusa Asura Labaila Midivrei Sofrim, calls Machi Bebe Savia, and Arusa La'aris is still Asa Durabanan. To everybody else in the world, Asa Daraisa. But to the Arus, Asa Durabanan, Falabarus Asa Beis Chamav, Makanos Omakas Mardus. If somebody violates this, Isa Durabanan, right? Like the Ritva says, Ve'afilum Kitsha Bebiya, even if he was Makadish Bebiya, that does not create Nisuin. The question in Mesechas Kedushin, Asa Lalava Ola Be'ashnia Bebe Savia, that's the Rambam Shita of Yisuin of Yichud Haraui Labia. So that is the Rambam. This line is difficult based on one Shita. There is a Shita, a collector's item Shita, in the Shita Mukubetzes, in Ksubis, Andav Zayin, the Shita of the Shita Yishana, quoted there, that says that the Isra of Aris Arusaso is Da'araisa. Gotta figure out how he reads this Gemara then. But he gets it. What's his raya? The bracha. The bracha that we say. What do we say under the chuppah? Asher Kedishana ben Sav v'tzivanu al arayos v'asar lanu es ha'arusos v'hitir lanu es ha'nesuos lanu ha'dei chuba v'kidushin. So Hashem asered. Asar lanu es ha'arusos. Asar, he, Hashem. Says the Shita Yishana. That sounds pretty daraisa. Asar lanu es ha'arusos. What is that only talking about? Asar arusos to everybody else in the world. But not to this arus? No, it says like the next stage, Vehita Lonos Anasuos. It's talking about this guy. So Asalonas Arusos says the Shita. Asalonas Arusos, mi dechsiv chupa ba'oraisa. From the fact that it says chupa in the Torah, kidzarshina lakamon, me arusa vilo nesua. Like it says later on in Ksubas Daf Memches, in the context of Truma. Vekivan debaya mesira lachupa, shma mina, delokanya lo lagamre. Wow. Right, we don't passen like Rav Huna that chup is kone. Right, we discussed that in the sugya of Yish Chupa L'Psulos earlier, Daf Nunvav and Nunzayin. But here it says the Shita Yishana. Since you need Mesira L'Chupa, then the Kinyan Erisin is not complete. Lo kanya lo lagamre, hilka chavya lo ka'arusas acher legabei. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig loves this line. He always points out the Shita Yishana. This arusa is like an arusas acher to him. It's also Asa Daraisa. Havi the Karusas Achal Gabay Vyasirale Kidinacious Ish. Unbelievable. He quotes Virashi Piresh Vasanas Arusos to Rabbanan Hudagazru. Rabbanan were Gozers. That's what we hold. That's just Rashi. But that's what this Shita holds. Again, you gotta figure out how he reads this Gemara, but definitely the language of the Bracha fits in better according to that Shita Yishana, but again, that is not what we paskin. We paskin the Isser of Aris Arusaso is an Isser Dirabbanan. Right, and when it says Mutter here, it means Mutter Ben HaTorah. Good. So that is all version one. Rava. Rava says that Rav Shita of Avlad Mamzer is only when there are rumors that she was with other people. But if not, then we assume it is from him. Amar Le Abaya, five lines up. Rabbi says, wait a minute. Olam Eimelecha. Maybe not. Maybe I could tell you there's no raya from our Mishnah. Kol Hecha De Daima Minei. If there are rumors from him. Afal Gav Delo Daima Mei Alma. Even though there are no rumors about the world. Omar Rav Havlad Mamzer. Rav would still say the Vlad is a Mamzer. Even without rumors from the world. Why? My taima, Damrina. Because we say, according to Rav, Mida Afkara Nafshala Gabe Arus, Afkara Nafshala Alma. Right? If she was Mafkaris herself for the Arus, she already violated an Isser. So maybe she violated any Isser. Well, we think, oh, she's only going to violate Drabanas, not Daraisas. Right? So, some. Or maybe this is the line, you know, that the Shita Yishana gets it from. This next line. according to Abaya, that she was Mizana. So with Stama, we have to be choshen that she's Mizana with anybody. Aye, what about our Mishnah? Why in the Mishnah then are we makel to assume that it's from this Kohen? Umasishin shayushteim chavushim beis asurim ukimta. Right, and the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Kohen and the Bas Yisrael is in a, or they're in jail together. There's nobody else around. That's why it has to be that. Right, that the Achronim point out that why doesn't Rabbis want to say that? Because that's a Dachel Gukimta. Right, who said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they're the only ones around? Either way. So this is all version one of the Gemara. Machlokas, Abaya and Rava, how far does Rav go? So, Ika de Amre. Now we have a different version. Biba Aleha, in a case where the Aris was Balarusaso, meaning, in a case where they admit, they admit that they were together. Even Rav would agree. Charles and Amamzer, you could assume that it came from this relationship. The Machlokas is a case where we don't know about her and him. Arusa She'ibra, we know she's pregnant. We know the Arusa is pregnant, we don't know from who. Right, this is the Hashgacha, that this is the day of, not exactly the same case, but Yehud and Tamar, Parshas Vayeshev. So this today's daf. So Arusa She'ibra. So she is pregnant, and we have no idea who is the father. So Rav Amar Havlan Mamzer. That's where Rav says the Vlad is a Mamzer. Because you have no idea if it's from the Aris or anybody else. Ushmuel Amar Havlan Shtuki. And Shmuel says it is a Suffolk. And relating to that case, we have the Machlokas Rav and Abaya. Amar Rav, Amistavar, Milsi de Rav, Dolodai Mamine, Vidai Mime Alma. When does Rav say Vlad Mamzer? Where there are no rumors specifically about him. Right, you have rumors about the world, so that's why you have to worry that maybe it's from the world. Avol daima minei, but if there are rumors from him, afagav the daima me'alma, even if there are rumors about the world, also basri didesha dinolei, a more makel version. Right, if there are rumors from him, period, assume it's from him, even if there are rumors about the world as well. That's Rava. Amma Rava mina aminola, how do I know that? From the Mishnah. Tiktani yalda tochal, in the case where a Kohen is Baal Bas Yisrael, and she has a baby, she eats for the baby, even though she doesn't eat for the father. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema de daima mine. Velo daima mi alma, is the Mishnah talking about a case where there are rumors from him and not from the world? Sricha lameimar de techol. Is that a chiddush? That a chiddush, there are rumors about him, so of course, the kid's from him. Elolav the daimi nami me alma. It must be there are rumors also about the world, and yet we're able to assume lakula. Uma hasam, and if in the Mishnah de lahai isura, if in the Mishnah where everything is, right, this woman is also to this Kohen, just as he's also to everybody else, but in the world, basre di de shadina le, and yet we're mako, hacha to assume that the child came from this father, hacha de lahai isura, lahai hetera lo kol shekein. So surely here we should say, that where she's muteres, at least the Raisa, according to Rov Rishonim. So they'll call Shekane. So Amalei Abaya, no. Maybe the Shita Rishonim thinks this is a machlokas, and we hold like Abaya. Amalei Abaya, either Abaya says, like you said before, La'olam Eim Alecha, no. Rava, I don't think you should limit Rav in the way that you did. La'olam Eim Alecha, kol hecha dadaima me alma. Anywhere where there are rumors about the world, afagav dadaima minei, amarava vlad mamzer. Right, Rava, you said that if there are rumors from him, then you're always makel. Even if there are rumors from the world, I say the opposite. If there are rumors from the world, you always have to be worried, Rav says, Avad Mamzer, even if there are rumors also from him. Aye, so why in the Mishnah are we makel? Umastisim b'delo daimaklal. The Mishnah is about a case where there are no rumors beforehand at all about anybody. So the Chiddush is that it is from, we're allowed to assume that it is from him. And the Ritva summarizes, so la maskana, what do we hold from all of these cases where she, where he, different versions, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel and the machlokas Abaye and Rava, says the Ritva summing up, well, we know from elsewhere that a father has special ne'emanos about his son, right, Yakir. So how far does that go? So says the Ritva, ul'inim psak anan kishmuel kaimalan. So first of all, we pass on like Shmuel, right, because we are makel in this regard. Why? Usually, Arach Lekrav B'Yisurei. Why? Deho Kimna Hasam Kavasho. Dekar L'Shtuki B'Duki. Because there are other shitas that also hold like him. So whenever you have a question about rules and regulations of Psak, you always have to look at all the people on the sides. V'Afilu, adds the Ritva, K'shehi Omeres Demei Arusu. Even if she says, I was only with my Arus. That's it, nobody else. Ima aris machisha bebari. If he says no, v'omer shlo ba'al eklal. If the aris says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never had beer with you. Eino ne'eman leposla. He is not a ne'eman to pasel her. Meaning he's not a ne'eman to say, well, she was nivellus the pasel and she's pasel because he's only 180. He has no special ne'eman. It's about her. Aval ne'eman hu alaben. but he's believe about his son to say his son is a mamzer in this case. To albed to habari v'bariu v'atarah mina ha'av al aben lo marshu mamzer midachsev es habochar v'asnu ayakir v'yafilu bebno amuchsa b'kashrus gamur. Even if the son has a cheskas kashrus, the father could say it. Kol shekein bezu de Israel. Surely here, when the child doesn't even have a cheskas kashrus yet, the child is not born yet. Nimseis lamad. So the Ritva says, the kol sheha aris toin babari she'eno beno. If the aris says this is not my son, we believe it's not his son, legabe the son. Hari hu mamzer gomur. V'yafilu ha'emach shirtu. Even if the mother says, no, it was with you. V'kol shekein bishosakas. And surely if she's quiet. But if the father doesn't say a word, v'kol shoha'av eino toin klum babari, he doesn't say, v'ha'emo meres babari shu'imanu, and the mother says it's from him, so then you can assume kasher. Hariu kasher, v'yafilu hu havi daima me alma, v'lo daima me neklal, even if there are rumors, because we pass them like Shmuel. Shneem shoskim, if they're both quiet, nobody says a word, you know she's pregnant, so then the child is a safek mamzer. Okay, that is the sum up of the Ritva, the special namonis that he has, but again, only about his child, not about his wife. Regarding his wife, he does have a namonis regarding himself. Meaning, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. Right, he's Naaman in certain case, for certain elements, like I say, he wants to continue being married. But he said that she was mazada with somebody else, according to what he says. So Shavya Nafshi, he's not allowed to continue being married to him. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots. Ha'eved posel mishum biyachulu. The Mishnah said that the Eved posels if he lives with her. Why my taima amakra ha'isha vi, and also, but not posel mishum zera. So the zera is not posel, not considered a descendant for v'zera einla. My taima amakra ha'isha vi ladeh atiyah ladu neva gomer. So we know, this is one of the two sources quoted earlier, that children, right, of a non-Jewish mother are not Jewish. So here, they're not Jewish. You don't look at biological for Zera. For this, you look at halachic, and therefore, this is not called Zera. The Eved does not posel. Mamzer posel uma achil. A mamzer is posel. Right, he posels her, nivolo posela, but he's also machil, as we said. If there's a grandchild that's a mamzer, then it works. Tana Rabbanan, what's the source? Is Vizera ein la. The pasuk is, she could go back to her father's house to eat truma if she has no children. Vizera ein la. Ein li ela zara. I only know if she has one generation, a child. Zera zara minayin. How do I know? Even a grandchild will posel, will prevent her from going back to her husband, for her father's house. Tamalomar, v'zera ein la mikol makom. No zera whatsoever, mikol makom. Ein li ela zera kasher. I only know zera kasher would prevent zera pasul minayin. How do I know that's really called zera? Again, not non-Jewish zera, right? That's what we said yesterday, last time, from Rabbeinu Tam, kebehema. So zera pasul minayin, tamalomar, v'zera ein la ayin ala. V'zera ein la ayin. Research. Struggle. Look if there's anybody. And if there's anybody, even zera pasul, it is included. Five or afikti lezera zara. Didn't we already use for zera einla to teach me grandchild? So the zera einla, does that include grandchild or pasul child? So zera zara lo itzrakra. Grandchild really doesn't need a pasik. Why? We had this once before. Bnei banim harayim kabanim. Grandchildren are like children. Right, in various senses, in various halachas. So yitzrakra lezera pasul. The chiddush is, we need the pasuk for Zera Pasul, because Zera Zara is really a svara. Period. We'll get back to that, let's just finish first. Amalei Rish Lakas Rabbi Yochanan, Keman, Rabbi Akiva, Damar Yish Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin, who is this talking about? Only Rabbi Akiva, who says there's Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin? The Gemara says, no, I feel this mish is only like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva is the one that says there's Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin. The Gemara says, no, there are other shitas that say, even if you don't say like Rabbi Akiva, from a guy and Evan, it's a mamzer. I feel it tamer rabbanon. Well, we kachal Evan Modo. We don't pass on like either of them. But there are other shitas out there like that. Tchiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yisrael Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Ovi kachal and the Evan Abba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So the Mishnah could be like more shitas of the Tanoim, even though like not like all of them. Period. So the Shugya Bnei Banim Harim Kabanim comes up in various contexts. It comes up in Hilchos Kibud Avaim. The Rama discusses this in Yaradei Aseben Reish Mem. The Shulchan, the Rama says, Chayev Bekavod Aviv. Well, let's start with the beginning. Yesh Omer. First, the Rama quotes the Maharik. The Ein Adam Chayev Bekavod Avi Aviv. He's not Chayev Bekavod Avi Aviv. Based on a Maharik, based on a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Makos. The Ein Onir Ali. I don't think so, says the Rama. I think a person is Chayev in covet of his grandfather. Obviously, it's a good idea to be covered to your grandfather, but is it kibud avaim? So says Ramah, chayiv v'kavod aviv yoser v'kavod aviv yoseh. Yes, I think there's a chiyuv. It's just that the chiyuv of the father is greater than the chiyuv of the grandfather. But there is a chiyuv. V'raya, in parentheses of the Ramah, mimedrash gabe v'yizbach zavachim. Right, he talks about, he gives karbanos to the god of his father, but he doesn't say the god of his grandfather, because he's chayiv and covet for his father even more. So that is an important line in the Ramah about grandfather. The Pesachei Tshuva also says, look in the Gemara in Sota, Memtes, Isa Sham Atu, Brach Ana, Bar Bratach Ana. Look there, and then he quotes the Rashi in Makas, Daf Yud Beis. It says Chaf Beis, but it's a mistake. It's Yud Beis. Gabi Ben Beno, Nasalo Goal Adam. There's a Lashon there that discusses grandfather. Rabbi Kiva Eger here also discusses that Rashi. Good. So that's one place it comes up. I keep it out of aim. Another place it comes up, interestingly, is by Alios. The Trumas Adeshen has a tshuva. What if a father is someone who the son does not want to be called to the Torah by his name? Mumar, Shodenu Omeid Berisho. If you have a Mumar as a heretic, right, that he's still standing in his heresy. Heich Koron Lebeno Lalos La Torah. How do you call a son up to the Torah? You don't want to mention the Mumar. Tshuva, Yira, says the Tshuva Sadeshen, Diyikru B'Shem Avi Aviv. Call him by his grandfather's name. And the Ramah quotes this in Ilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Kamo Avi Asaf Ben Yitzhar. Right, an example. The Avi Asaf is the son of Korach. So instead of calling him Avi Asaf Ben Korach, you call him Avi Asaf Ben Yitzhar. Right, he's making this up. Right, there's no pasuk here. He just picks one Rasha who has a son. Right, you have to pick a Rasha who has a son who would want to get an aliyah to the Torah and a grandfather. So he says, as if you would call Avi Asaf Ben Yitzhar. V'chein matzazi acharach v'sefer chasidim. And also he says, I found this in the Sefer Chasidim. Ume'echad me'agdolim shamati, sherabo echad me'agdolim heishivlo, sheyikru b'no b'shmo levad. And I heard from one of the gdolim that maybe you could call him just by his name, call him up, Yamod, Avi Asav, Shlishi. Don't mention the father at all. Says the Shumat Hadeshin, ve'ein nireh. I don't think you should do that. Shedahavi le'gnai, sheyikru b'shini me'achir. Your father's going to be embarrassed. People are going to notice, oh, why didn't you call him by his father's name? That's going to be terrible. V'shaper dami, l'kros, Avi Asav ben Yitzhar. Better to do that. Kidechsiv. As the pasuk says, he quotes from Bereishis, Hayedatem as Lavan ben Nachor. Do you know Lavan ben Nachor? Right, Lavan ben Nachor, right, even though Lavan is not the son of Nachor. What happened to Besuel? Umi pi Boshes ben Shol Yarad v'gomer. So we find other times, Hanir leni yasadikas afti. He says you could call up in the, with the name of the grandfather. So he just mentions, he says, why shouldn't you not call up with the name of the father? So he says, because it's embarrassing. There is an important tshuva of the Avnei Nezer and Choshe Mishpah. That's Chelek Dalet, Simin, Kuf Gimel. It was written in Chesnes Techov, in Shnas Tov Reish Mem Gimel, 1883. The tshuva was written. The question was asked to him that a new minhag started about not calling anybody by name. Just calling them. Yamod Cohen, Asher Chadashim Mikarav Bo, V'chafetzim L'shanos Minag Avoseinu. There are people who want to change the Minag Avoseinu. L'hafer Chok, to change the rules. Milikro B'Shem La'Oli Torah. Rak Yamod Cohen, Yamod Levi V'chulu. Says the Avnei Nezer, you wouldn't think you would be so passionate. But says the Avnei Nezer, and we have to realize the historical context in which he is living, when little by little the reform were making inroads, trying to take away little by little things changing from the shul. Says the Avnei Nezer, Chalila v'chalila, lahafer haminag b'kriya l'sefer Torah b'shemo sasherin higu, v'gavlu harishodim, chas v'shalom. And he says, Rashi explains, Arakta demasana, Sanhedrin samach da'alad, right, yarek v'al yavar, when it's shas hashmad, then even every little thing, even if it's a minag, still yarek v'al yavar, v'zeborur, says the Avnei Nezer, shachafetzim l'shanos ez minag ha'kriya, those who want to change it, lo b'mered u'b'mal chalila yasu zos, ki what's wrong with this minog? What's the problem with calling somebody by their father's name? What, it's not like the non-Jewish world where you don't call by the father's name, you just have a last name? So what's wrong with this minog? They want to be like our friends in Germany, right, where they started. Vizos Yadua. They wanted to uproot the dot. Look what's happening. This is already the 1880s, right? It's already been for a couple of decades. Look at their children. Even though nowadays they just forgotten. This is second generation reform. So they're not even the Lahachisniks. The Rashba quotes, Lo yubash gever dimarisho nasa lizdamos lanashim, after abba machra, vene miskavne rak lizdamos elav. Even if a later generation is doing it just to be like the first generation, they're all nigrar. The original machadshim were in violation. Shuv gam abayim lezdamos lachadashim nidonim gam came keilu haisa kavanasam lavar aladas, and therefore mitzidenu afilo araksa de besana yaharik val yavar. And therefore he says meharoi. That's in general. But now he gets to this specific minhag. Ki minhag Yisrael lo al tonis yastu chas v'shalom, every minhag Yisrael. As long as it's not against the halacha, it wasn't made for nothing. Ubekulam yeshvem sodosam mukim unachokim lemevin. There are many secrets. V'gam haminhag hazeh likro b'shemos lalos latori yisodaso bahare kodesh. Kenod lemevinei ma'ada. Those who know secrets know this, the importance of this minhag. And therefore, you have to be extremely careful about changing anything. Say it softly, bring in close. Even the three things, Erev Shabbos, we say you have to say it softly. So here too, you have to make sure you say it softly, but make sure you realize, don't change the minhag. That's an amazing shuva of the Avnei Nezer in Chelek Dalet, relating to Aliyos, but we got into that from the Chumas Hadeshen's Tshuva, in Simen Chaf Aleph, about Aliyah LaTorah, B'nei Banim, Harehim Kabanim, calling up in the grandfather's name. Vayit, you're finishing up the Perek. Kohen Gadol, Pamim Shaposel, the last line of the Mishnah said, there are times that a Mamzer can be Machel, the grandmother, and a Kohen Gadol can be Posel, to the grandmother. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hareini, it's as if a one woman could have both of these. One woman, and you look at the Rishonim, they figure out how one woman can have two grandchildren. One's a mamzer, one's a Kohen Gadol. And the mamzer helps her, and the Kohen Gadol ruins her. Her ability to eat truma. Hareini kaparas ben biti kuza. I should be the kapara of my daughter's son, kuza. Kuza is like a inferior type of flask. That means mamzer. Shema achelini bitruma. And he allows me to eat truma. The eini kaparas ben biti kada. I'm not the kapara of my grandson, kada. Kad is a serious, nice kad. A kohen gadol, shoposlani min hachuma. Just a mashal given for this case, emphasizing that it could even come up with the same woman. Hadron alach almana, so we finished this 3.5 blunt parak of almana, sandwiched in between Habal Yevimto and Parak Ha'arel. So here we go. Parak Ha'arel starts here, it's a nice big parak, starting Daf Ayin, and goes all the way to Daf Pei Dalet, 15 blot of the parak that we are about to start. So, this, what is the parak about? Related to earlier, the previous parak, it also talks about truma and other issues, but it's going to get into general Isurei Bia as well, and this is the parak that discusses the lineage of David HaMelech, as we will see. Says the Mishnah, Ha'arev achalat tameim lo yochle b'truma. An arel, an uncircumcised Jew. We'll have to get back to the details of that. V'chalat tameim, and anyone who is tamei lo yochle b'truma. They can't eat truma. Isser for an arel or a tamei to eat truma. Nisheim v'avdeim yochlu b'truma. But their wives, an arel is not a pasul or a tamei, their wives and their servants can't eat truma, right? Because they have a personal problem with their ability to eat truma. But that's not transferring. It's not a status issue. Petsuadaka ukruas shafcha. Petsuadaka and kushafcha, right? The people who have mutilated genitalia. Hein v'avdehen yochlu. So they still have thushas kahuna. This is just an iser to have beer with them. So hey, they could eat v'avdehen yochlu, they could eat truma, unashem lo yochlu. Their wives, who they have been, the wives that have been nivellas to them, they cannot eat truma, because they're nivellas l'pasula. V'im lo yada mishinase psuadaka kushafcha. If this injury occurred after a proper marriage, and the wife never had bia with the husband since, then the women are able to eat, because they're married to a Kohen, and they were never nivel al pasula. Veze b'tsua daka, what exactly is a b'tsua daka? Kol shenitzu habeitzim shalob, afilo achas mehen. Even if one of the beitzim is mutilated, so that already is a b'tsua daka. Ukrushavcha kol shenichras hagid. Krishavcha means it was cut. If the gid, if the aver was cut, so then that is an iser of krishavcha. Vimnishtayer me'atara afilu kochot asayra kasher. But if it wasn't cut, if most of the gid is there, just the tip of it was cut off, but most of it, even from the atara, from the crown, there's still a section from the atara that is on, that is still attached, so then kasher, that's not called krisas hagid, that's not called a krus shavcha. Period. Major machlokas. Let's do the little point, and then we'll do the larger point. The little point is on the second word of the Mishnah. V'chol ha'tzmein. V'chol ha'tzmein, we'll go a little out of order. What does it mean? A tummy is allowed to eat truma. There is a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam, two Rambams, one parak from each other. The Rambam says in parak Zayin of Hilchas Trumos that a Kohen is allowed to eat truma when he is tummy. Kohen tummy also lechol truma. He's not allowed to eat tahar truma for sure, but he can't even eat tummy truma. What happens if a Kohen Tameh eats Truma? So then it's a Nisadaraisa. If it's Truma Tahor, and he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. What if a Kohen Tameh eats Truma Temeah? That's an Issa D'Rabbanan, says the Rambam. It's an Issa D'Araisa without Misa B'dei Shamayim. Afa Pishu Balav, Eino Loke, Shahare Eino Kodesh. That's a Tameh Sha'achal Truma Temeah. Right? There's no Malkus, because it loses its status somehow. That's a Kohen Tamei eating Truma Tamei. Go back a parak. That was Zion Aleph. Turn back a page to Vav Vav. The Rambam says, if a Yisrael eats Truma, Tamei or Tahar, Misa B'dei Shamayim. Wow. So a Yisrael that eats Truma Tamei, Misa B'dei Shamayim. A Kohen that eats Truma Tamei, he violates an Isser, but no Misa B'dei Shamayim. Even though if a Kohen Tamei had eaten Truma Tahor, he would get Misa B'dei Shamayim. Why? It's Tamei Truma. So Miman of Shach, it's not on the status. Says the Radvaz, there in Vav Vav on the Rambam, the Yesh Lomar, the Lagabe Kohen Shahat Tahora Muteres Lo HaTameya Mechulelis Vomedes. By a Kohen, where the Truma Tahora is mutter to him, the Tameya is a notch down. V'lo Mechayev Alei Misa, Aval Lagabe Yisrael, Eina Tameya Mechulelis, what, Tameya is worse? It's Mechulel? No. Shariyat Tahora VaTameya Shavinetz Lo. Vidok v'tishkach. Fascinating. That Truma Tameya might change status for a Kohen more than it changes status for a Yisrael. That is a smaller point. That's Tameyim. But the first word of the Perek is the major topic that comes up many places in Shas. This could be the major source, the place where one would look to get the original Shitas. And that is, what is the definition of an Arel? What does an Arel mean? An Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. So throughout Shas, we have the Machlokas, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi here says, as he says, many places, Kohen, Shemesu, Echav, Machmas, Mila. If you have somebody who, he has two brothers that died with the Mila already. Remember we had earlier on the Samach Dalid, we had the Sugyas of Chazaka, Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, all the way at the end of the previous parak, the end of Abol Yevimto. So, says we paskin, two is a chazaka when it comes to pikuach nefesh, when it comes to Mila. So if somebody has two older brothers that died with Mila, they're not allowed to get Mila. Says Rashi, that's an Arel. An Arel, it's not his fault. He's not allowed to get Mila. But he still can't eat Truma. He still can't eat Karim Pesach. He can't do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He's an Arel. What could you do? That is Rashi's Shita. If you look, though, in the Rishonim, they quote the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva, the Rashva, they all quote Rabbeinu Tam here. Rabbeinu Tam says here, and Tosfos in Chagiga quotes Rabbeinu Tam Adav Dalid. Rabbeinu Tam holds? No. What does it mean, Arel throughout Shas? It means someone who's scared, who doesn't want to get Bris Mila, because he's scared to get Bris Mila. That's an Arel. Meaning, there's no halachic reason for him to not to get Bris Mila. But if there's a halachic reason for him not to get Bris Mila, let's say, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's not called an Arel. Why? An Arel is only somebody who chooses not to have Bris Mila. But if an Arel, the Halacha tells him not to get Bris Mila, that's not an Arel. I'll read it from the Rashba. For Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, Arel Shalom Mal Machmas Pachad Misa, Sherah Acherim Shemesa Machmas Mila. He saw others that he's nervous about the operation. Inami, or what if one of his brothers died, but not two? But Mikol Makom Bar Mimhalehu. Aval hecha de mesu echa machmas mila de midina lo mahil. If halacha says not, hariza ochel, he can eat truma. He can eat kachim. Different formulations. Could he even do avod in the Beis HaMikdash? Would Rabbeinu Tam go that far? So that is not 100% clear. Certain formulations. He's quoted in Tosfos and Zvachim like this, but that's a little more extreme. But either way, that's Machlokas, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. Throughout Shas, Rabbeinu Tam says, Mesu Echa Machmas Mila is not an Arel. What's the Lamdis? What's the Lamdis? So three ideas. This is a major concept. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz says, the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, Rabbeinu Tam holds, the shame Arel only flows from an unfulfilled Chiyuv Mila. And therefore, if you do not have a Chiyuv Mila, because the Torah says, you shouldn't do it, so then Memela, there is no Shem Arel. Says Abba Chanan in Mem Tes Yud Tes. Sarach Lomar, Deleka LeMitzvahs Mila Klau, B'maka B'Kuach Nefesh. Ve'eno Kamo Anus. Devade Mode Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam would agree that if you don't have a knife to do Mila, that you're still Aser B'Truma. Even though you're an ones. No! It means halacha is telling you. So therefore, if there's no chi of mila, there is no shame aral. This is also what the Meshech Chachma uses in the Brisker Rav also to answer up the kasha, the famous kasha of Olam Mefarshim. Why did Avram do all the mitzvahs before he was commanded except for bris mila? Why'd he wait? So, various answers given. The Meshech Chachma's answer is that the Meshech Chachma's idea, which Achronim use, to answer. In Parak Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, Avram, Vayipol Avram al panav. Avram falls on his face. Rashi, Mimore Hashchina. From the Mora of the Shechina. Ask the Mefarshim, ask Rashi there. What do you mean? He spoke to Hashem plenty of times before now. Why all of a sudden did he fall? Sha'at shalom mal, before Milo, lo hayibo koach la'amod, veruach hakodesh nisevasalav. He didn't have the koach to stand in front of Hashem. That's Rashi. Ask the Meshech Chachma. But he didn't have Milo earlier also. And he spoke to Hashem. Hashem spoke to him in Aram Narayim. Hashem spoke to the end of Leroach and Lech Lecha. All of a sudden he falls down. Says the Meshech Chachma. No, this is the first time Hashem's talking to him after he has the Chiv of Mila, which he hasn't fulfilled yet. Once there's a Chovas Mila, so then there's a Shem Arel. When there's a Shem Arel, that's the symbolism of a Yipol Avram Apanav. Kodem Huskar Tzivi Hashem Lamul Eitzel Shum Nivra Lo Haisa Me'usa Ha'arla V'ya Omed V'shchina Omed Olav. Only now, it's Tabe Lamul Shuv Haya Arla U'ma'akvo Me'usa Ha'arla. That's why he falls down. And that's why the Avram didn't do the mitzvah yet, because if there's no mitzvah of Mila, there's no Shem Arel. So he would just be wounding himself. There's no mitzvah yet. They go together. Shem Arel and Chiyuv Mila. So that is all number one. Another idea that's mentioned, I saw in one of the Achronim mention it in terms of what exactly is the basis for the machlokes. Here in the bottom of the Biurei Hadaf, he quotes it from the Rosh HaZevach. The machlokes is that Rashi holds it's the physical arla that is disgusting. Guf ha'arla hi me'usa, the cherpa hi levi shalomo. And therefore, so what, he's an ones. Sof sof, he has an arla. He has a foreskin. Umevuze, v'havi kebalmum. That's Rashi. Right, Rashi quotes Rashi in Bereishis Yud Zayin. Ve'yetamim kol zman she'arla b'cha ata balmum lefanai. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Arla is not a physical thing. It's only disgusting if he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila yet. It's not a chefzis shel arel. And therefore, if there's no mitzvah, then there's not disgusting in front of Hashem. They're all similar, but that's number two. Rabbi Yosef Engel, right in that piece that we've quoted many, many times, also brings us machlokas. The piece about ones. Asvin daraisa klal yud gimel. He quotes the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. He says the root of the machlokas is how, general. How do you look at an ones affecting a mitzvah? It says Lorashi Ayri Ba'arol Shalom Mal Machmas Shemesu Achavachmas Mila. Rabbeinu Tam Ayri Ba'arol Shalom Mal Bezadon. V'chulu. What's the machlokas about? He says Venira Gamke De Pligi B'Safek Anal De Lorashi. Ones doesn't wipe out the mitzvah. No, there's a mitzvah that's unfulfilled that you're not going to get faulted for. Eino Ones Poter V'Alkein Shapir. Shmei Arel Afal Pishe Ein Yochol Lamul V'Shapir Aser Bavoda Ube Pesach Ube Truma Ule Rabbeinu Tam Ha Ones Poter Lagamre It's a Hafkas Achiyuv V'Alkein Lo Chashiv Arel Klau. He's not called Arel. It's Ki'ilu Nimol. It's as if he had a meal already. And he quotes other formulations of Rabbeinu Tam, but this is huge. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, all over Shas, but right here it is discussed. Good. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Belazar, Minayin La'arol Shein Ochle Mitruma. What's the source that an Arel cannot eat Truma? Nomar, Toshav V'Sachir BePesach. It says Toshav and a Sachir are excluded from Karban Pesach. V'Nemar, Toshav V'Sachir BeTruma. And it says it by Truma too. Ma Toshav V'Sachir Amar BePesach Arel Aser Vokes Yerushava. Just like by Pesach, an Arel is Aser Karban Pesach. That's Mefurish. Av Toshav V'Sachir Amar BeTruma Arel Aser Vok. So too by Truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzorach. Rabbi Akiva says you don't need Gzeira Shava. Hari Omer. Ish Ish. It says Ish Ish here by eating Truma L'Rabos Ha'arel. A double usher is to include Arel. Whenever it says Ish Ish, it includes Arel. Why? That's talking about Tamei. Tuma. And Rabbi Akiva says an Arel always has the status of a Tamei person. Right, Rashi. Kitamei Eitzel Achilas Truma. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Tosfos asks, if Arel is always like Tamei, so why, by Pesach, does it have to say Arel? Right, it's the only one it says. says Tosfos, because you need one place where it says a beferish that Arel and Tami have the same halacha, and then Memela in all other places you could say an Arel is included. Ish ish. But you need one place. That's Tosfos right here in ish ish. Mikal makom itzrich lemichtav Arel bepesach di lav dechsid behedya b'shum makom shukatame lavim arbina lemi ish ish. So you have to say it in one place. That's Tosfos. The Ritva quotes this answer, but he also has another fascinating answer. He says, if it wouldn't say it, said it beferish there, I would say Arul is always like Tame, but I might have said, just like Tumis Hutra Betzibur, Arulus is Hutra Betzibur. What happens if most, Bnei Yisrael are Elim? So maybe it would say, Hutra Betzibur. That's why the Torah has to go out of its way and say, no, and Arul is Usser, and there's no special limud for Hutra Betzibur. Interesting, and the other Rishonim say, no, you can't even have a Havamina like that. Okay. Omar, now let's get into the limudim. Rebbe Lazar Omer, what's the source? No, Mertosha V'Sachar B'Pesach, no, Mertosha V'Sachar B'Truma, Matosha V'Sachar Omer B'Pesach, Arel Aser Bo, Aftosha V'Sachar Omer B'Truma, Arel Aser Bo. So the Gzeir Shava, that was the first day in the Brisa. So now the Gemara notes, there are three types of Gzeir Shavas. There's one where both sides are extra, one where one side is extra, and one where no sides are extra. So the Gemara says, what level Gzeir Shava is this? The more extra it is, the stronger it is. Mufne. You have to say that something's extra here. Why? Dilav Mufne. If it's not extra, ikla mifrach, then you can knock out the connection. Ma'al Pesach shekein, chayav and alav mishum pigol noser v'tame. Pesach is kachim. Kachim has different halachas. So comparing kachim to non-kachim, even if it's truma, but it's still non-kachim, so you might have said you can't compare them. It's subject to pigol, noser, and tameh. So that's why you have to say, la'ai afnuye mufna. You have to say, yes, it is mufna. So which one? Hey mufna, we're comparing truma and pesach. Which tosha v'sachir in those cases is extra? E de truma, if you want to say the truma one is extra, mitzvah strichi, that's not true. You need both by truma. The Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows, Toshav, it says Toshav and Sachir. What do those mean? They mean different types of Avadim, but which ones? So Toshav, Zek Kanui Kinyan Olam. Toshav, that means someone who is Kanui Kinyan Olam. But what does that mean? An Evan Nirtza, that already did Ritzias, he's Kanui Til Yovel. Sachir, Zek Kanui Kinyan Shanim. Sachir, that's within 6 years. So, that's both of them are not allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, V'yomar Tosha V'yomar Sachir. So, why don't you just say one? V'ani Omer. Why don't you just say the one that refers to Kinyan Olam? And I'll say, if a Kinyan Olam can't, Kani Kinyan Olam eino ochel, Kani Kinyan Sharnu lo kol shekein. So, somebody is only temporarily in Evet, surely he's less connected to the owner, and therefore, surely you should say he does not eat Truma. Says the Gemara, no, Elu Kain, if you only had one word, Hayisi Omer Toshav Zekani Kinyan Shanim, I would have only included the temporary Eved. Aval Kani Kinyan Olam Ocha, I would have said Kani Kinyan Olam does eat. But Sachir Valimit Al Toshav, that's why you have to have two words. Shav Abisha Kani Kinyan Olam Ein Ochel. If you have two words, so you know one means temporary and one means more permanent, Kinyan Olam, and they both don't eat Truma of a master. Remember, because here we're talking about Eved Ivris. And Eved Ivri is not Gufo Kani, as we'll get back to Bezeshem soon. But an Eved Kanani is Kinyan Kaspa, and therefore an Eved Kanani could eat Eved Kanani of a Kohen. But this is all two types of Eved Ivris. So that's why by Trum it's not extra. So Ela de Pesach Mufne, so the Toshav and Sachar at Pesach, that's what's extra. So the Gemara says, Hi Toshav and Sachar, the Kazav Echad of the Pesach, my Nihu. So what does Toshav and Sachar mean by Pesach? Ine matosha v'sachir mamash doesn't mean literally mamish, like we said by truma, kinyan olam, kinyan shanim. So, mishum, so we're saying an Eved Ivri would be pater from Pesach. Mishum da'avi le'tosha v'sachir iftale mi Pesach. They're Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri is chayav in all mitzvos. So, he's pater from Pesach just because he's owned, v'kayim olam gabi truma, de'lo achil. We know an Eved Ivri, owned by a fellow Jew, does not eat truma. What does that reflect? Alma lo kani le rabbe. That means that Rav doesn't own him in that sense, or else he would be able to eat truma. So achanami lo kani le rabbe. So here too, by Pesach, the Rav doesn't own him, so he's chayv in mitzvos. So what are you telling me? It means literally. So the Gemara says it must not be yelal afnuye. You're right. It must be. This is not referring to Eved Ivris because Eved Ivri is chayv in Pesach. It must just be totally extra to make the gzeiras shava. Period. So the Gemara says. Actually, stop there for a minute. This Lashon, lo kani le rabbe. What does the Gemara here say? Beferish and Eved Ivri is not niknet to his Rav. Tosfos says, 1 minute, the Gemara Kedushin Tezayin says exactly the opposite. Kedushin Tezayin, Eved Ivri, Gufo Kanui. So what is the Gemara talking? It's Stira. Here, lo kani le rabbe, there, yes. So Tosfos says, No. Really, the rule is lo kani le rabbe. What does kani le rabbe mean? Just regarding requiring get shichrur, number one, requiring get shichrur, and Tosva says, the fact that, no, I'm sorry, that's all what Tosva says. Shichrur. Then Tosva asks the bomb kasha, so if he's chayv in mitzvahs, because he's not nikne la adon, so how could he marry a shifcha kananis? First parsha in Mishpatim, first section. How could his master give him a shifcha kananis? That's asur. So Tosva says that's part of his avdus. He has to serve his master by day and night, right? The kids are going to go to the master. So this is part of the avdus, and that's why he could give the Eved Ivri a shifcha kananis balayla. That is shitas. Tosva's limit, the kinyan really in Eved Ivri is not gufo. Kanu. Ask the Avnei Miluim in Shuva, in the back of the Avnei Miluim, Shuva Sim in Yud Zayin, ask the other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rishba, Ritvin, Kiddushin, Eretz Zayin, what is Tosfos talking about? It's an outgrowth of Avdus that you could give the Shifcha Kananis where you could violate Issa Daraisas just for Avdus. What's he talking about? Unless you say, so one shot is Tosfos, the Rambam has another way out. The Rambam holds the Issa of Shifcha to a Jew is Durabanan. Why? Because of this limud. The fact that an Eved Ivri is mutar b'shifcha kananis, says the Rambam, that teaches me that an iser shifcha to a full Jew is only an iser d'rabanan. And therefore, b'makam avdus, that's why it is mutar. That's a crucial Rambam to remember. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. Parak Yud Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. Vabala Shifcha Makadas Omakas Mardus. Midibre Sofrim. Shari Mufurish Batara Shaha Ado No Se Shifcha Kananis La Abdo Ha Ivri. Vimu Tarislo. Shemri Maldona Vitein Lo Isha. So that reflects even for a full-fledged free Jew. But Pashas, if you don't hold like that Rambam, ask the other Rishonim, how can you see what Tosva says as part of Avdus? That's why you get into the third approach. You have Tosfos, you have the Rambam, the third approach we mentioned a few weeks ago also, from the based on the Ramban, the Ritva quotes and others quote it. No. An Eved Ifri is partially nikne and partially not nikne. There's a Kenyan Isser, what's called, and not a Kenyan Mammon. And a Kenyan Isser is enough to require a get shichrur, and it's enough to allow the shifcha kananis. But it's not enough to pater from mitzvos. Right? And that's the fundamental approach of the Rishonim, the Chachmei Sfarad. Good, so that's how you put together Kiddushin Tazayin with Yevam Mizdaf Ayin. We go weiter. So, Afnuya, we have a Gzera Shava between Truma and Karban Pesach. V'yakati mufne b'tzad echad hu. But 1 minute, that's only mufne, free from one side. V'shamina le, meaning the psukim by Truma are not extra. V'shamina le Rabbi Lazar, didn't we learn, at least according to one opinion, to amar mufne b'tzad echad l'meidin m'shivin. If you have a Gzeirah Shava only free on one side, and if you could ask kashas on it, they're knocking out. So the Gemara says, kivun de l'gufe lo tzarech. Since by Pesach, we don't need it at all. Both words, toshev and sachar, are extra. Shadichad alameid, v'shadichad amalameid. An amazing midah shatarded rashas bohen. You could take one word of toshev and sachar and have it by Pesach and throw one of them to Truma. V'havel gzeirah sheva mufne, then you have two words that are extra in two different places, and that's gzeirah sheva mufne mishnei tzadin. Unbelievable. Tosfos asks here. That's not pretty unusual. Doesn't say it. Doesn't say that word by Truma. The answer is, Tosfos quotes, that sometimes we find Zera Shavas, even if it's not the exactly same word. Shiva Bia Vachulu. The other question you could ask is, what kind of Midah Shatarded Veshes Bahain is? Again, this reflects and shows that, what kind of crazy Midah is this? The answer is no. The Torah, Hashem gave these rules. He encoded in the Torah different laws, and this is one of the codes. Right, this is a rule of decoding. And therefore, we Rabbanan are allowed to do it. Period. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we just said it's extra, so you can compare Pesach and Truma regarding Arel. Says the Gemara, so why don't you go further? Ima Pesach onin aserbo af Truma onin aserbo. An onin can't eat Karban Pesach. So why don't we see an onin can't eat Truma? Right, we said 2 days ago that an onin is allowed to eat Truma. Amar Yosef Bar Chanina, Amar Kra, because of the Pasik, V'kal Zar, Zaris Amarti L'chavlo Aninis. A special din, only a Zar is also to eat Truma, but an Onain can eat Truma. I aim of a low Arlus, why don't we say an Onain, right, don't exclude Aninus, say an of low Arlus, right, say an Arel is Mutter B'Truma, Zar can't eat Truma, but an Arel can eat Truma. Why do you exclude Aninus and not Arlus? Haksif, Toshav and Sacher. What do you mean? We just said. Toshav and Sacher teaches me that an Arel is not allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, Amar Isa, why do you say an Arel cannot eat Truma and an Onain can? Mistavra, Arlus, Havel, the Rebuye. No, it's more logical sense to say Arel is included in the Isser of eating Truma. Shekain, Maisa, Krusim, Dover, Havid. Mechuser, Maisa, because an Arel, it doesn't, the problem doesn't go away by itself. You have to do something to remove the problem. Umaisa begufo, and it's a physical action. V'anish kares, that makes it more chamar. V'yesh lefnei adibur, and it even existed before Maamar Har Sinai. The mitzvah bris mila. We know, maybe that's not the reason we do it, but at least the history of the mitzvah was before Har Sinai, right? Remember the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah Yisun Chulin, on Daf Kuf. It existed, and therefore that already tells us something about the mitzvah. And umila zachar v'avada makeves. Also what shows a stringency by Arlus, if my children or avadim are not circumcised, then that doesn't allow me to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, one minute, Adarab, Aninas have their buye. Aninas also has certain chumras. Shekin yeshna b'chal shah. A person can be an onen anytime. Right? A mila is once in his life, an RL. V'noheges v'nashim v'nashim. And Aninas applies to men and women. V'yein b'yad alasakin is asmo. And it's, he has no control to fix himself. It's up to God. So Gemara says, hanach nefishan. No, still, the chumras of Arlus are more. There are more of them. Quantity. Rava Amar. Below Anach Levishanami Lamaza Zamrit. There's another reason why you cannot say that an Arel is allowed to eat Truma. Shafkinon Arlus Dechsib Begufe de Pesach. What, we're going to leave Arel, which is written by Pesach itself. V'yafinon Aninus be Pesach. And you learn Aninus from that to Pesach Gufe Mimaiser Gamrinan. Meaning, if we learn Isser Pesach, what are we doing? We're learning Pesach from Truma. But Arel, it's better to learn Arel in that regard, because Arel is written by Pesach. So say, just like an Arel is usher in Pesach, an Arel is usher in Truma. What? An Onain is not written by Pesach. You learn that from Xever Shava, from to Pesach, from Iser Sheni. So that's already a secondary limud. So it's better to learn something directly from Pesach to Truma, rather than from Iser Sheni to Pesach to Truma. Right? Good. Vayter says the Gemara, okay. So we're continuing asking, why do you say the Gzira Shava mix only Lemechsa? Right? We asked before, why don't you throw RL? So I was saying, Ima Pesach Mila Sachar Avadim Akeves Af Truma Mila Sachar Avadim Akeves. If by Pesach Arlus prevents you, Arlus of other people prevents you from eating, so to Truma. Amar Karana Umalta Oso Az Yochal Bo. You circumcise him, and then you can eat it. Milas zachar v'avadim akeves bo, only about it. Karban Pesach, milecho b'pesach, vein milas zachar v'avadim akeves b'truma. Right? We don't say it affects truma. Ihachi, ema. Once you're saying bo is limiting, so go further. Ema kalara lo yochal bo, bo eino ochel aval ochel hu b'truma. So why don't you limit it and say bo, only an aral can eat karban Pesach, but he can eat truma. So Gemara says, haksif toshav esachir. Again, no, we have that xer shava. Umara isa, why do you include that? Meaning one limit over the other. Mistavra, Arlus de Gufe, Havli de Rabuye. As we said before, Arl is a more chomer iser. Shekein Maisa Begufa Vanish Kares. Adaraba. Mila Zacharva Vadav Havli de Rabuye. Right? The Arlus of others you should include Shekein Yeshna Bakal Shah. Right? They could exist always. You, right, only could get a Mila once. Hanak Nefishin. Number one. No, this is more. This is, there are more issues of Arl than by Arl of others. Vibay Seima, or even without that, below Hanak Nefishin, Nami Lo Mazes Amrit. Why? Mi gamidi darlus de gufi lo makvabe. Arlus dachrini makvabe. If his own RL doesn't prevent him, so then arlus dachrini surely should not prevent him. Okay, so we're in the middle of these drushes, and there's a lot more here, but we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue as we have started. We've made a haschala in Perek ha-RL.